Good morning, children. Hope you are doing well in these crucial days. Here we are meeting again with at another thrilling story from your supplementary reader. This is lesson 7 and the name of the story is Chandini. As you know from the handout, Chandini is a story about the love of freedom even at the cost of one's life. The story has three main characters: Abu Khan, the old man who lived alone; Chandini, a beautiful young goat and the last pet of Abu Khan; and the old wolf. As you know that Abu Khan was an old man who lived alone in a small village on the hillside in Almora. He kept many goats as his pet. He loved them dearly. He gave them funny names like Kalua, Mungia or Guzri, as we give funny names to our friends out of affection. He took them to the hillside for grazing. He also fed them with the softest and juiciest grass. He talked to them as if they were human beings. Interestingly, they all listened to him with attention. There was a strong bond between Abu Khan and his goats. But the sad part of the story is that in spite of getting so much of love and care from Abu Khan, the goats loved to be free to go away from Abu Khan's hut and roam in the open hillside. They were the hillside goats who loved to be free, not be tethered and confined. So, one after the other, all the goats left Abu Khan and escape to the hillside. Out on the hillside, though they were free, they were not safe because an old wolf killed them and got his fill. So, all the goats who escaped from Abu Khan's hut were in fact killed. Still, they escaped and went to the mouth of death. All his goats left him. Abu Khan became unhappy. So, he decided not to keep any pet further. But how long? He was all alone. So, he felt lonely. That's why, after some days, he brought a young goat. It was young, beautiful and white in color. So fondly Abu Khan called her Chandini, means moonlight. Abu Khan loved Chandini even more than his previous goats. He fed her well and told her stories about the previous pets. Chandini loved everything. But, like other goats, she also wished for the free open air of the hillside. Every morning she used to look at the hilltops, bathed in sunshine. She yearned to be among the trees in the open. She stopped eating and became weak. She said her desire with Abu Khan to let her free. First, Abu Khan was upset, and when Chandini was stubborn, he became angry. He warned Chandini of the old wolf, but Chandini had bent her mind to be free even at the cost of her life. One day, Abu Khan locked her but forgot to close the window and Chandni escaped. Finally, Chandni got her freedom, which she had long been wishing for. Now, what happened to Chandni on the hillside? Was she happy ever after? Or she too met her fate? We will discuss all this in the second module. So, till then, bye children, bye bye, thank you.